So we are in Torah Lamed Aleph in Likutei Moharan, and somewhere in page 89, and it's written "Veze bechinat Malach Hashem Tzvakot." It's an aspect of the angel of Hashem Yitbarach, an angel that serves Hashem. Kmo shamru rabotenu zichronam libracha, like that Rabotenu said on Acher. Al Acher, my Chaza, what he saw, what brought him to be kofer in Hashem Yitbarach, not to believe in Hashem Yitbarach anymore. When he went up to heaven with Rabbi Akiva and his friends, what he saw over there that made him sin? Chaza Matat, he saw the angel called Matat, the Kayate Bechule, he saw him sitting. He saw the angel that was sitting. Amar, he said to himself, Shma Mina, I can understand from that that there is two. You want to say that I'm going to hear? Shtei Rashuyot, two authorities in heaven. Actually, after it, Matat being punished. They punished him with 40 pulsa denura. 40
pulses.
Pulses of fire. They punished him. Why they punished him? They punished him because he wasn't honoring Elisha Acher. That he didn't stand up on his legs. The first angel in heaven, the Malach Matat, an angel that received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm not wrong, 90 of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names. An angel that in the beginning was the king of this earth, Hanoch, that he was the king, that all of the people in the world were following him. And he went up to heaven like Eliyahu Navi. Went with chariot of fire, horses of fire, to heaven. Alive, never died, becomes to be an angel. He purified himself so much that he becomes to be an angel. It's written in a book that calls Sefer HaYashar, an amazing book. There are two books that call Sefer HaYashar. One that is Miyuchas L'Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam wrote that book, Sefer HaYashar. And another Sefer HaYashar, that is a book of Midrashim, stories. I read the one with the stories.
It's not stump stories.
I tried to read the ones of Rabbeinu Tam also, but it was very hard for me. But one of the stories I read a few times. Baruch Hashem. So, it's told over there about Hanoch, that Hanoch, he started to know Hashem, and he was praying to Hashem, and he was talking to Hashem, and it's written over there a few times that he was doing it bodedu, that he was bodedu with Hashem and Barach. And in the beginning he done that once a week. He was going and talking to Hashem Yitbarach. He becomes to be the king, the leader of all of the people in the world. And everyone would follow him and listen to him. And after it, it became to be too heavy for him. And he decided to go every day, every week for one day off. And he was closing himself in his apartment, in his house. And he wouldn't accept people, wouldn't talk to people. And he was just doing it for the over there. It's written like that in the Sefer HaYashar. And after a while, and when he was going out, he was teaching the public, the people that would come to listen to him, would give shiurim, classes, how to believe in Hashem, how to believe in Hashem, how to connect yourself to Hashem. This is what he was doing all of the time. After a while, he saw that one day a week, it's not enough for him. So he decided one day, inside the house, one day outside. And this is how half of the week he was doing it bodedut in his house, only him and Hashem Yitbarach. And half of the days he was teaching. After it, it becomes to be too hard for him, so he was dedicating only one day a week for the public. And all 6 days he was solitary, alone, mitboded, alone with Hashem Yitbarach. And there Mefaresh libo, the writing so much, the Midrash is saying, talking, Mefaresh libo lifnei Hashem Yitbarach, talking with Hashem Yitbarach. Dvekut, connected to Hashem Yitbarach. After it, it wasn't enough for him. The Bodhidut wasn't enough for him. So he decided that Mamash, he becomes to go only once a month, and after it, once a year. And then he couldn't stand this world anymore. And then he started to walk, and the people, everyone were following him, the kings of the groups that were there, the leaders of the world, all of them were following him, going after him, and he warned them, told them, you won't have the ability to follow me. I'm going now to heaven. And they went, and few of them left, and few of them continued. In the end, the ones that kept on following him died. He went with flames, with fire to heaven, and they were free, died under a very big, thick covering of snow. They all died under that snow. And he went up to heaven. That angel, huge angel, Malach Matat, when Elisha Acher came, that angel was supposed to stand up for him, because it's a Talmid Chacham. It's a Jew, Talmid Chacham. No matter which level you're holding, you need to stand up. He wasn't standing up because of him, Elisha Acher being punished. Elisha Acher is just a human being. We can understand Elisha Acher that he was wrong, that he mistake to think that there are two authorities. And still, even that he's got those huge mistakes, the angel Matat was supposed to respect him, to honor him, stand up for him. This is the honor of Talmid Chacham. Once, Nachman Arush, if you remember, asked that question in a shiur that he gave instead of Rav Shalom. And he said, Avraham Avinu could have served HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Chanoch also to become to be an angel. Why he haven't done that? Chanoch purified himself so much, but Abraham Avinu, we saw that he haven't achieved that level. He wasn't climbing to heaven with his body. He passed away. His body is buried in Marat HaMachpelah. He haven't achieved that level. So why? Why didn't do that? He was in the same, very close in that generation. He could do those things. He could serve Hashem Yitbarach in that way also. Why didn't choose that way? Because Abraham Avinu saw that Hafatza is a lot bigger. He said, I can become to be an angel. It's a very good thing. But if I won't be an angel, I can make thousands of other people that they're going to be angels. So instead of one angel that is going to be me, I can make thousands of them. And this is our path, because we cannot fix ourselves. And even if we could, really, invest all of your time. Mamash, from the morning, sit and pray with all of the kavanah, and prepare yourself on that custom of Hasidim that are praying late. You know where that custom started? It started from students of Baal Shem Tov that were preparing themselves to prayer. And they were mamash preparing themselves to prayer. They asked once the Rebbe Yoel Misatmer, why he's waiting so long before he's praying, and he's not praying early in the morning. And they asked him, what are you going to do with the verse on Avraham Avinu, Veshkem Avraham Baboker? He was waking up early in the morning. So what are you going to do with that verse? You have an obligation to pray early in the morning. So he said, but it doesn't written, he answered, Rabbi Yoel answered, but it doesn't written how much time it took him to vayachvoshet chamoro, to prepare his donkey. He woke up early in the morning. Also Rabbi Yoel Misatmer was waking up very early in the morning. But it took him a long time to prepare the body for the tefillah. Also it's written on the Rabbi Avram Iger, that he was the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Iger, that he went closer to the Rebbe Mikotsk, the Kotzke Rebbe, that he was a Hasid. And when he wanted to go back to his house, he was afraid, what he going to do with the new custom, the new minhag, that he's praying late. You remember the answer? What was the answer over there? He asked the Kotzke Rebbe, what he going to answer to his grandfather that's going to ask him, According to Halakha, why they're not praying early, immediately in the morning. So he told him, when you take someone to work for you, a shochet, to make shchita, the answer of the Kotzke Rebbe, when you take the shochet for you, to work for you, and you're paying for him for an hour, you're paying for him for the time that he's working, you should pay to him also on the time that he is mashchiz, fixing the
sharpening
the knife before of slaughtering, before of starting working. So the preparation to the tefillah is also part of that. So actually, all of that concept of praying late, it have to be if you're preparing yourself, not because you're lazy, not because you're tired, because of all of excuses that you have in your life, just because you prepare yourself. So if you're not preparing yourself, you have no reason to pray at 10 or at 11 or Chatzot Yom, or don't have those things. Actually, we can see from all of those things and that what that we can achieve in our lives, it all depends in the Rebbe. It all depends in the righteous man. It all depends in someone that's going to give us the right advice in the right time. Because every man, Shalom Aleichem, every man have Yetzirah inside of him. And that Yetzirah will not going to leave the man until 120. And when one of the students asked Rabbeinu, when the Yetzirah is going to stop knocking on his thoughts, on his doors of thoughts, so Rabbeinu answered to him, after the second shovel of earth, after burial, after death. Means even when you're dying, the Yetzirah is keep on making you crazy with bad thoughts, with fears, with anxieties, to set you free from prison, you have to have someone that is outside from prison. En astir metir atzmo mi bet ha'asurim. You cannot save yourself, set yourself free from prison. You have to have someone from outside. You have to have someone that is so pure that he can take you from prison outside. Someone that doesn't have those lusts, doesn't have those anxieties, doesn't have those fears, doesn't have anger. Someone that your Yetzirah is not controlling him, that his Yetzirah is not controlling him. In that everything depends. And without it, you can do all of your Hishtadluyot, all of your Hishtadluyot, and in the end, the man gonna fail. Because there were huge, huge righteous people, kosher people that failed. That failed. They failed because they were not connected to a Rebbe. An amazing thing they told about the Rebbe Milubavitch, that mamash, even after 45 years that he was Admor, that he was the Rebbe Michabad, the Rebbe Milubavitch, 45 years, always he was continuing to be the messenger of his father-in-law, all of the time. The messengers, the shluchim of Chabad, always they were the shluchim of my father-in-law, the messengers of my father-in-law, all of the time. He didn't have no being of himself. He was just following the orders, even though that he made moves from himself. But his concept, his point of view, to check things, how, where he's holding, what he's doing, the Mashiach for him was his father-in-law. He said, this is the Mashiach of the generation, on his father-in-law. On him he was saying that this is the Mashiach of the generation, his father-in-law, that passed away. Because he believed in his Rebbe. He looked at his Rebbe and he canceled himself to him. And just because of that he became to be something. As much as he canceled himself to his Rebbe, he becomes to be a Rebbe. Only because that he was canceling himself. Didn't thought about himself at all, at all, at all, at all, at all. At all. And it doesn't mean that you need to imitate your Rebbe and to play like that you are the Rebbe. Because then you're going to finish, I don't know what, you can be an ape. You cannot be a holy man. A holy man is a man that is learning from his Rebbe how to serve Hashem. Yaakov Avinu wasn't like Yitzchak. Yitzchak wasn't like Abraham. This is why we're not saying Elokei Avotenu and this is it. We're saying Yishmona Yisrael Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Because actually each and every one of them is an individual. He was serving himself, but he was serving Hashem Yitzchak by himself, in his own way, according to his own understandings, but with the rules, by the tools that his father inherited to him, gave him. He was learning from Abraham how to be Yitzchak. Abraham was only Abraham. Echad haya Abraham. Abraham was an individual. And Yitzchak learned from Abraham how to be an individual. How to seek for his own roots of his own neshama. Who am I? What Hashem wants from me? That I'm going to learn from my Rebbe. That I'm going to look for. Who am I? What I supposed to do in my Avodat Hashem? Can be that Arav, he's doing something and you're going to do something totally else. But you're doing actually the same. Because you were checking yourself like the Arav is checking himself, and you're going to achieve what that he achieved. Rabbeinu said, "Ani aseh etchem kamoni mamash." I'm going to make you that you're going to be exactly like me. How can it be? How can we be like Rabbeinu? We don't have nothing from the environment, from the tools, from the things that were surrounding Rabbeinu. How can we be like Rabbeinu? To learn Yiddish, it's going to take us to spend all of our lives, and we're not going to make it in the end. So how can you be like Rabbeinu? Rabbeinu didn't mean that. Rabbeinu said to his student, Rabbi Chaikel, that he was a musician. He told him, "I'm going to make you a chidush in your field, like that I'm chidush in mine. You're going to be special in music, like that I'm special in what that I'm doing." Everyone have his own place, his roots of neshama. And you need to get closer to a Rebbe that's going to teach you how to look inside into your roots of your neshama. Someone that is illuminating inside of your body, your light of your neshama. And like the Rav Shalom said in Shabbos, you cannot see the light of Hashem, and not the light of the Torah, and not the light of the righteous people, until that you're going to see the light of your own neshama. This is the first door. First door is the light of your own neshama. So first of all, we need to cancel the prison, the body, that is blocking the light of our neshama. And how are we going to do that? It's also an effort of years. And Rabbeinu said that it takes years to cancel all of your bad attributes, bad midot, and to work on yourself. It's going to take years. Torah 52, on the Or Balayla, a man should wake up in the middle of the night and to go to the fields and to do more itbodedut and itbodedut until that he's canceling one last, and then to go to take care of another one. Until like that, he's going to fix them all, and then to review, to go back to check if maybe there's leftovers, maybe something, until that he's totally clean. It's going to take us a while, no doubt about it. First of all, to work on waking up in the middle of the night. And then also to go to the fields, to the forest in the middle of the night. It's another issue to work on before we're starting the itbodeduyot. And Rav Shalom is coming and telling you, "I achieved it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That what they were doing in the generation of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender, that they had to go to spend hours at night in the fields. Now you can achieve it by doing, keeping that half an hour a day. Half an hour. Every day, half an hour praying on one issue. You can achieve that. And even more than that. When you're looking at the Gemara is saying to you that if a man made tshuva, they're erasing all of his sins, all of his avonot. Rabbeinu said, "Pa'alti etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that thing to me. I achieved it by my effort from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That if a man just remembers me once in his life, he becomes to be like a baby that just born. Na'asa ketinok shenolad. Means with no sins, with no averot. A man that made tshuva, he becomes to be tzadik gamur, a complete righteous man. If you're just going to believe in those things, that one hirhu tshuva is forgiving all of your avonot. That one time that you were nibrit milah, it forgives all of your avonot. If you just remembered once, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, it's erasing all of your avonot. If really you're going to have that simple faith, to believe that Rabbeinu said, "Ani aseh etchem kamoni mamash," I'm going to make you to be exactly like I am. If you're just going to believe in it, you build that vessel to contain it. If you will not going to believe it, you will ignore it. You're going to learn other gemarot. You're going to learn other words of Rabbeinu. But if you're gonna follow Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu said, Malachem lid'og. Why you need to be so worried? Simchu al kochi. Count on my powers. On the power of an old person, holy person. Kocho shel zaken dikdusha. Count on Rabbeinu. So now Rabbeinu is saying to you that all of your avonot are not exist anymore, right? We just mentioned Rabbeinu. All of us remembered Rabbeinu. You don't have avonot. Now the only problem that you have, why you cannot now see the light of your neshama, because you used to think bad thoughts. You used to think in a positive way. You don't believe that you deserve to be good, to smile, to be happy, to succeed in your life. You have bad thoughts that you've been programmed to think. No, I'm not good. I'm worthless. For sure I'm going to fail. Hashem doesn't like me. I'm always doing bad things. I'm a liar. I'm so weak. All of those alashon hara that the Yetzer Hara is telling on us day and night, day and night, to make us feel bad with ourselves. This is what that Rabbeinu is saying in the first Torah. This is how he's opening Likutei Moharan. That Rabbeinu is saying that the Yetzer Hara is taking the beauty, the grace of Am Yisrael and giving it to the nations. Suddenly, supermodels are beautiful, football players are amazing, goyim that are playing in the movie stars, they are amazing, they are perfect. And the Talmidei Chachamim are gray and filthy and stinky and not important at all. They're charedim and I don't know what, all of bad. This is the work, the effort of Yetzer Hara for generations. This is what that Hitler, Yimach Shmo V'Shem Zichro, brought to this world. That we're going to feel so low, so disgraced. That rats are better than us. This is what that he brought to the world. And we need to fight against that. To respect the Talmidei Chachamim. To honor, to love Jews. To love yourself. Ba'avta l'ra'acha kamocha. You cannot love no one until you're going to love yourself. No way. You will never going to love your wife until you're going to start loving yourself. If you hate yourself, you're going to hate your wife. You're going to blame everyone on your own failures. You won't have no ability to build, to establish no relationship when you're not there, when you hate yourself. First of all, you need to know yourself. To know yourself, it means to know your neshama. This is what it means to see the light of your own neshama. That your neshama is divine, it's elokit, it's pure, it's good, it just wants to get closer to Hashem, itbarach. This is your neshama, this is you. When you're going to have the eyes to see who you really are, you're going to understand that you just want Hashem. And you don't want nothing else. And if suddenly you fell to ta'avat achila, to ta'avat shena, to sleep, to all kinds of ta'avot, to all kinds of ta'avot, it's not because that this is who that you are, like Yetzer Hara is blaming you. Look, you're lazy, you're a liar, you I don't know what. It's just because that you're in prison. Just because that you have a very thick body, contaminated body. Just because you haven't learned on that issue enough, on that subject. You haven't prayed on that yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you visa, approval to achieve that thing yet in your Avodat Hashem. Hashem is blocking you. This is why you're not there. But it doesn't mean that you don't want it. The light of your neshama is the will. If you have a will to serve Hashem Yitbarach and you are aware to that, you feel that, your actions been decided because of that will to serve Hashem Yitbarach, means that you can see the light of your neshama. It means that you don't have avonot. Means that if you want to follow what that Rabbeinu said, that if you remember Rabbeinu once, you don't have no avonot anymore, you need to start getting used to think in a positive way. Start looking inside on your own good points. Nekudot tovot that Rabbeinu said in Torah Resh Pei Bet 282. To look for good points. What it means good points in yourself, in your wife, in your friends? What it means to look for good points? To look for the neshama. To the spiritual source of that man. Not to judge him according to his actions. His actions are coming because of his body, because of his fears, because of his education, because that he is a human being, that he is flesh and bones. But we're not allowed to look on that. We need to judge him in a positive way, to penetrate through all of that prison, all of those iron walls, his tattoos and his angers and his bad midot and all of it, and to remember he's a Jew. He's a neshama. He's good.
there is something good inside of him. It's the light of Hashem. It's Hashem. And then you can see Hashem. And then you see Hashem everywhere. This is what it means, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. That you see Hashem. You don't see people. You don't see now him and him and him and him. You don't look at people. You see Hashem. Hashem is talking to me in that way and in that way. And through that dress and through that outfit, Hashem Yitbarach is dressing himself all of the time. Rabbi Yochanan kara lemane mechabduta. Rabbi Yochanan called the outfit, the clothes of the man, his honor. It's more honorable that Hashem Yitbarach is dressing himself in so many people. It's the honor of the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through that you can see how much Hashem Yitbarach is talented and powerful and beautiful and wise. Ezeu Chacham, who is the wise man that learns from every man? This is the wise man. You learn the wisdom of Hashem. Chochmat Adam Ta'ir Panav. The wisdom of the man going to illuminate his own face. You're looking at the face of a man. His face are shining, are glowing. You see the light of Hashem inside of him. The wisdom of Hashem you find from every meeting with every human being. With the creation of Hashem Yitbarach included all of the creation of Hashem. David HaMelech said, "Mibesari echeze Eloka." When I'm looking at my flesh, I see Hashem. I learn on Hashem Yitbarach from everything. Rabbeinu brought us to that place. Even that we're so low, in such a low generation that wasn't existed generation like that, never, ever. And Rabbeinu brought his special light to this low level. And he's illuminating his own light in us, in the Tachtoniim, in the lowest people of them all. And he can do that. And we should believe in him. We should count on him. This was the problem of Am Israel, that even that they went out from Egypt and they believed and they saw the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, they couldn't believe that they're going to receive the Torah, they couldn't grab it. He's going to purify us to make us vessels that are worthy to receive the Torah on Mount Sinai. It's written, Lo irani Adam v'chai. A man cannot see Hashem and not to die. They couldn't grab it. They couldn't catch it with their minds that it can be. Even though that was, they saw that Moshe made so many miracles, but he can make miracles over there, but to fix me? He cannot do that. They didn't believe in Moshe. This is why on the sea, the angels are saying on Am Israel, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, they're worshipping idols because they couldn't believe Moshe. They couldn't believe Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev that told him, I'm going to make you to be exactly like me. They couldn't believe that. If you don't believe that Rabbeinu can bring you to the level of Rabbeinu, of Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev, so you are worshipping idols. You don't believe in your Rebbe. You're falling after someone, not because that you really believe in him, just because you have other reasons. If you would believe in Rabbeinu, you would believe that you are now clean. That you can be now in the level of Rabbeinu. When Mashiach gonna come? Hayom, today, now, in the present. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Havaya, means present, means Hove. He's here. Don't go and look for Hashem. Hashem is here. You don't need to do nothing to meet Hashem. Hashem is here. Hashem is alive. Hashem is here. Leit atar panui mineh. There is no place that Hashem is not there. You're looking for Hashem Yitbarach? Just close your eyes. Stop being so distracted by nonsense. Hashem is here. You don't need to look for nothing. Hashem is haya, hove, ve'yeh. He was, he is, he will be. This is it. This is Hashem. Havaya Baruch Hu. He's filling all of the world. He's inside everything. He's inside of you. You're alive. You don't need no proof. Hashem is Chaya Chaim. Hashem is alive. He's source of life. You're alive. Hashem is here. You want to look for Hashem Yitbarach? Look at yourself. It's Hashem Yitbarach. This is Hashem. Rabbeinu said a man should pray with such an intention that he's going to say, Yiratzon Milfanai. May it be my will. Rabbeinu said, if you're praying and in mincha, in public, and while you're standing, Shmona Esre, you feel, your senses feel that there is a public, you're not praying with the right intention. You're not there yet. You need to cancel yourself to the being of Hashem. You and Hashem, this is Tfilat Shmona Esre. There is no public for you. The halakha is saying that when you are standing Shmona Esre, you're not answering the Amen. You're not answering outside. You're in Shmona Esre. You're all alone with Hashem. You and Hashem. It means Dvekut. You need to climb. This is what the Hasidim Rishonim were doing. Preparing themselves 1 hour to the tefillah. Praying 1 hour and then landing 1 hour. Have to come down to this world after a prayer like that. And because that they were Hasidim Rishonim, because that they were preparing themselves, this is those important preparations. You cannot achieve things without preparations that are going to be worthy, important enough, good enough preparations. You have to prepare yourself. All of the way that Tfilat Shacharit is written is in a way like that, that you're building, you're fixing all of your floors, all of the worlds, until you're coming to stand Shmona Esrei. When you're in Shmona Esrei, this is it. You're with Hashem. You went up above this world. You fixed all of Yetzirah, Bri'ah. This is it, Yetzirah, everything. Now you're Atzilut. You're in the place that everything is coming from there. Over there, you can talk to Hashem. And Rabbeinu gave us that tool that calls it Bodedut. That this is the only tool that through that tool you can clean your body totally. That you will not going to have no leftovers from filth of this world. You can clean yourself and clean yourself and clean yourself with it Bodedut. It Bodedut, it's a factory that cleans, that fix your attributes, your midot. This is that factory. How much electricity you're going to put in that factory? How much power? This is the Torah that you're learning. As much Torah, as much learning, it's the light. This is the Torah, this is the electricity that you're putting in that factory of Itbodedut. What's going to be the size of your factory? Depends how much time you're spending in Itbodedut. What's the quality? How deep you're looking, searching inside to do tshuva and to pray and to do what your obligations by the Rebbe that explained it to you, what's your obligations, and not counting on yourself. People are coming and telling me, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing every day half an hour in Am Yisrael. Very nice, but it's imaginations. It's imaginations. I like it, I love it, I'm cheering up for you, I'm saying to you, Shkoyach, it's a wonderful mitzvah. But you live in an imaginary world. If you think that you have now the abilities to spend half an hour, if you're going to tell me that every day you're 3 hours in the field, and you're doing your tshuva half an hour, 1 hour, and you're doing tshuva on Pgama Brit Shmirat Ha'inayim, guarding your eyes for half an hour, and also you're praying 15 minutes, 20 minutes on your wife, on your shiduch, on your panasa, on everything, and on top of that you have more time and you're doing another half an hour in Am Yisrael, great, I'm with you. I'm with you. Bless me that I'm going to be in your level also. But if you're not doing tshuva and you just wasting your time in an imaginary world that you're bringing the salvation to Am Yisrael, and you think that you're a prophet, a Navi, I don't know what, and you think that your prayers now, and you haven't built yourself, you don't have the foundations, you don't sit and learn Gemara, you don't know the halachot, how to say brachot on food, you don't know how to keep Shabbos, and already you think that you're a prophet, so you have a problem. All of the prophets, all of the leaders, even the Hasidish leaders of Am Yisrael, all of them were geniuses. They were poskim themselves, sitting and dedicating hours on hours of Torah. The Rabbi Milubavitch wasn't moved from the book for a minute. He wasn't moving from the books. All of the time, learning and learning. And all of the rabbis, all of them, geniuses. All of the Admorim. Geniuses. All of the Torah in the palm of their hands. Geniuses! You cannot serve Hashem Yitbarach if you don't see the light of the Torah. If you don't see the light of Am Yisrael. If you're not spending all of your time learning and praying and doing whatever you should. So alright, tell me I have problems. I'm a Baal Shuva. I'm coming from a far distance. It's hard for me to concentrate. 5 hours a day is too much for me. I have a wife. I have Parnasa. I understand you. So this is why you cannot spend your time half an hour, imaginary half an hour on Am Yisrael. 1 hour a week on Am Yisrael, perfect. 10 minutes a day on Am Yisrael, perfect. Sounds good. Let me see that you're holding, that
you're not flying in the air, that you don't live in imaginations, that your legs are very, very strong and stable in the ground, sulam utzav arza v'roshu b'shamayim, and your head is in heaven, great, no problems. Go pray on Am Yisrael. When your legs are here, when you are betoch ami anochi yoshevet, you're praying half an hour on Am Yisrael, but if someone is asking for a donation, you're full with anger. No, I don't have money, I'm sorry, you're all cheap. Someone is pushing you in line, you're praying half an hour every day on Am Yisrael, someone is pushing you in line, someone is taking something belongs to you, and you're full with anger. No, he took, it's my turn. You hate him, right? So what are you doing half an hour every day praying on him? You hate him. So you need to work on your attributes. First of all, before you're praying on Am Yisrael, you need to pray on yourself that you will not going to hate Am Yisrael. Not only that they're going to succeed. Alright, let's say that now they're going to succeed. Can you stand it? You're going to stand seeing them succeeding in life? Really? Everyone getting married, everyone have money, children, houses, BMWs, everyone are going to vacations, tzimerim in the north, 3 times a year to Uman, and you're stuck. You still love Am Yisrael? You love them? Tell me that you love them. You hate them. You hate them and you want to kill them all. In one day, like Haman HaRasha. Exactly. Worse than him. This is why, first of all, we need not to be liars. Not to worship ourselves like Haman HaRasha, that he was worshipping himself, looking for honor. Rav Shalom said, the purpose is to be happy with the success of your friend. If you have that, if really you're happy to see your friend succeeding and you don't care about yourself, there is no connection. You also want to succeed, but it's a different issue for you. I'm not talking about someone that doesn't care about himself. You care about yourself and you want to succeed. You want to buy a house, a big house with a backyard, close to the yeshiva, everything. You want to have a very nice wife, that she's kosher, that you want to support you to serve Hashem Yitbarach, you want to have parnasa, everything. But you don't have it. This is something else. You see your friend that he achieved that all, and you don't think that it's belonged to you or that it's deserved to you. And you're separating between those two things, and you're just happy for him. Rav Shalom said, you achieved your purpose in life. You just need to thank Hashem Yitbarach from that moment and on. This is it. If you see that you're happy with the success of your friend, this is it. You're clean. You are a very, very, very clean man. Very clean man. Even to be happy in the success of your rabbi, it's hard. That you're going to say, for sure I want my rabbi to succeed. It's hard. Need to work on our midot. Need to put our legs in this ground, mamash, to be stable, to learn halakha, to learn Briti Shalom, to learn Garden of Peace, to learn the simplest Torah, the Garden of Faith. Again, you finish Garden of Faith, so what? So you have that faith already that you move to the next book? Where are you going to? Oh, Garden of Wisdom. Alright, you finish Garden of Wisdom. This is it, you're not a wise guy anymore. Why are you moving? Where are you going to? This is why Rav wrote in his book, Seder Yomi, that every day you're going to read a few pages from this book, from that book, because you haven't completed your mission yet. Alright. Oh, I read that book. I have that book. So what? So what? And you're acting like an animal. So what? And you're not honoring your wife. I read Gan HaShalom. Alright, you read it. Did it help you? It affect you? It changed your life?
Yes.
It haven't changed your life. You need to read it again. And if you see that by reading it again and again, it's not helping, so you need to pray on it. Welcome. You need to go to the field and to pray, Hashem, when I'm going to start keeping doing what that I'm learning. The main way of learning Torah is lemaise, to take it to actions. You learn Shulchan Aruch, you finished now, Nivchanta, you learned, you made the test on all of Tur Shulchan Aruch in Rambam on keeping Shabbos and Ilchot Shabbat, and you're not keeping Shabbos. So what are you? You're an epikoros. You're an epikoros. You're an epikoros. You don't follow what that you're learning, so what are you doing? You learned Garden of Peace and you keep on rebuking your wife. You learned Garden of Faith and you keep blaming people and your own failures. What are you doing in your life? What are you doing? You're an epikoros. You need to cry to Hashem. Look, Hashem. On a man of Rasha, I can understand him why he was sinning. Because he was Rasha, son of Rasha. So I can understand that it was the natural thing for him to do. You cannot blame him so much, but me. This is the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. How can Moshe Rabbeinu see and think to himself that he is the worst creature in the world, the worst human being in the world? How can it be? You see that you're always with Hashem. You see that Hashem is talking to you. That every time that you're calling to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem Yitbarach is coming. Moshe Rabbeinu expanded that to himself and he said, Hashem saw that to me there is no other solution except of that He's going to reveal Himself to me. He saw that I'm so far away. There is no chance that I'm going to receive from no rabbi, from no righteous man, from no Torah, from nothing. If not that Hashem going to fix me Himself, I will not going to be healed. On that he was hanging his success. Based on his humility. He saw that he is nothing. And the only reason that he received whatever he received was only because that Hashem was so kind. Totally kind. So mercy. That he went down to fix also him. Also Moshe Rabbeinu. All of our success, all of the good things that we have in our lives, it's only and only because of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That He loves us. That He cares about us. And He wants us to reveal it and to share it with others. I'm talking to a lot of people in the last period of time and I see people don't believe that good things can happen to them in their lives. They don't believe that they're worthy, that they're supposed to have good things. It's hard for them to accept good things in their lives. Maybe it is a chidush for this generation that Hashem is good. I don't know. It's a chidush. We need to convince ourselves that Hashem is good. And that everything is good. And when it's happening in your life, you need to accept it. It's so hard for you to accept that it's good. That Hashem is giving you parnasa? No. That Hashem is giving you a shiduch? No, it can't be. That Hashem is teaching you Torah? No, but I am bad, I am not keeping it. All of the time chasing yourselves. All of the time. Chasing ourselves. We need to believe that Hashem is good and to start living that. If you want to be an ambassador of Rabbeinu Nachman Breslev, you have to believe in that. If you want to convince someone else that Hashem is good, you have to live like that. How are you going to convince someone in something that you're not holding? You have to hold that. You have to believe Hashem is good. Always to be thankful to Hashem. Always. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. To praise Hashem. To praise Hashem. To sing to Hashem. To realize that Hashem is good. And even if it is a chidush, even if really Hashem Yitbarach is bringing new good things into this generation, so we need to grab it with both of our hands and to go and to share it with us, others. You have success in your life. You saw wisdom. You saw something good, something important. Take it and hand it. Immediately pass it to your friend. Immediately. Give it to someone else. What are you keeping to yourself? Your success. You have a house, you need to bring a guest. Of course, according to your abilities. If your house is not stable enough, so you cannot bring a guest. Check yourself. Check your abilities. You have money, you have to share it with others. You have wisdom, you have to share it with others. You're not allowed to be wise. You're not allowed. The only way, even if you want to keep your wisdom, is only water that are standing in one place, the wisdom of the Torah, compared to water. Water that are standing in one place, in one barrel, they're going to be ruined, they're going to be smelly, they're going to be rotten in the end. Only when there is a stream of water, so the water is stay fresh. You can drink it, it can revive someone, even yourself. If you learn something, you're not allowed to keep it. It's not yours to hold. Leshem kach notzarta. You've been created to learn. And you have to teach it to others. Veshinantam levanecha. There is an opinion to say that if you're not teaching the Torah to your sons or to your students, you haven't fulfilled your obligation to learn Torah even. Because the obligation of learning Torah is the beginning of that verse. And the second part of the same verse is to teach it to your children.
And if you're not teaching, so there is a side to say that you're not even learning. Because mitalmidai yoter mikulam. Because you cannot complete your wisdom until you teach it to your students. Rabbeinu is writing that in Likutei Moharan. That Abraham and Sarah was chasing after to convert Gerim. And this is how that they completed their wisdom. And then, this is Hey Hadad, the letter Hey of Hadad, of the wisdom. Because there are five things that in those five things Hashem is different than Am Israel, than human being. And this is the wisdom of Hashem. After that they achieved five aspects of wisdom, by achieving those five aspects of wisdom, they become to be able to bring children to the world. And he changed their name to Abraham and to Sarah. And he added the letter Hey to their names. When their wisdom been completed? How the wisdom been completed? By converting Gerim. And what is written on the Gerim? I read it for you. I'm going to read it to you sometime else. Thank you.